USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Secret Service is in charge of event security at Biden's inauguration, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, ranging from the National Guard to the FBI to DCPD, U.S. Capitol Police, U.S. Park Police. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are being vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation since arriving last week. Expecting open borders as promised by President-elect Joe Biden, several caravans numbering in the thousands are on their way to the United States from South America. Biden transition officials tell migrant caravans now is not the time to come to the U.S. Chinese state media is reporting 12 out of the 22 workers trapped for a week in an explosion in a gold mine are alive as hundreds of rescuers seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua news agency said Monday a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night is giving rescuers hope. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A lot of politics this week in D.C. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The president-elect reportedly plans to sign several executive orders in his first 10 days in office. According to a memo from his chief of staff, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina addressed some of those moves on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures.
If the first thing he does is go back into the Paris Climate Accords, that's a disaster for the U.S. economy. The accords basically give China and India a pass on their carbon emissions. And how do you enforce a national mask mandate? So if that's what he's going to lead off with, he's going to have a tough roll out of his presidency.
President-elect Biden is also expected to sign executive orders to end the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, reopening schools and businesses, and immediate economic relief to working families. The memo also states Biden will take action to address climate change and expand access to health care. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four teams remain in the playoff hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky breaks down what happened over the weekend.
The reigning Super Bowl champs have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 Sunday and will host next week's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. It's the third straight season that the Chiefs have hosted that game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. And the NFC Championship game is set as Tampa Bay will head to top-seeded Green Bay next week after beating New Orleans Sunday 30-20. It's the 13th conference championship game for Bucks quarterback Tom Brady. He's 9-4 in conference title games, but an even 3-3 on the road. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NFL insider Jay Glazer says the Chiefs feel good about Mahomes' status and the likelihood of him playing in the AFC Championship game. No stranger to playoff football, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback Tom Brady says he enjoys playing with this team.
Just done an amazing job, and, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team, and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice, and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining, so... It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but, you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.